We've been talking about this Steve Kerr situation. Go ahead. Put it on the line for Kevin.
We want to decide, is it classless or is it kind of interesting for Steve Kerr to let his players coach the team when they're dummying the opposition? What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think it's interesting. Obviously, they didn't know that they were going to blow out the Suns when they started this whole experiment. And who knows, maybe if they wouldn't have, if they didn't, because the whole reason Steve Kerr undertook this, I'm sure, is because of the fact that at times the Warriors have been, you know, not locked in defensively over the last month here. They haven't been the kind of Golden State defense we've seen. And, you know, I think this was a way to get them to maybe place more value in a regular season game against a team with a losing record than they would have otherwise. And then it kind of turned into the route, and I don't know that that was necessarily the intention.
How do you feel about Steve Kerr's legacy as a head coach, considering what he walked into? He walked into a team that was on the verge of becoming one of the great dynasties in pro sports history. How do we evaluate the greatness of Steve Kerr as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting we say this, but at the time, you know, nobody was certain what the Warriors were going to be when Kerr took over. I think I may have written this, at least tweeted it. Like, I thought it was maybe making a mistake because the expectations were so high for that team and there were so many other quality teams in the Western Conference. So it was far from a foregone conclusion that they were going to become, you know, the kind of dynasty that they have become. I mean, obviously the talent plays a huge part in that, and Kerr would be the first one to say it. He couldn't do it without the singular talents of, you know, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and more recently Kevin Durant. But, you know, he also helped unlock those by being willing to experiment with playing Draymond Green at center. You know, the suggestion from his young assistant coach Nick Uren during the 2015 finals to go to that death lineup as a starting five. A lot of coaches might have resisted that, and Kerr's willingness to do it, I think, you know, it has been a factor in this team getting the level it's reached.
With Kevin Pelton, ESPN NBA insider. Raptors in action tonight. Cleveland's down in Oklahoma City. And the Cavs stole the trade deadline, and then they roll into Boston on Sunday, and they spank the Celtics, and everyone's going crazy. Now all of a sudden they're
team to beat.
The best team in the East, and maybe they could beat Golden State. Now they got the inside track on LeBron sticking around. I was expecting that. I knew those takes were coming. Where do you stand on this in terms of how different the Cavs are and how that affects teams like the Raptors in Boston come playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, I think that's one of the big takeaways here is you don't want to read too much into that one game and kind of the catharsis of getting some of those guys, Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder, out of the locker room and changing the chemistry, kind of a breath of fresh air. It certainly shouldn't be exciting for the Raptors because of the fact that, you know, the Cavaliers were limping along so aimlessly before they made these trades. And, you know, I think it was Kobe Altman's comments about how he didn't want to be involved in just kind of watching that happen and he didn't see it changing. So, you know, that if somehow there was a world where the Cavs didn't do anything, that would be better for the Raptors. But, you know, at the same time, the Cavs have to show that they can play at the level the Raptors have throughout this season over an extended stretch because, you know, we haven't seen them from them at all this year. And obviously we have many times in the past, but those were different teams with Kyrie Irving at point guard. And I don't think this team has as much top-end talent as those teams did. They still got LeBron, and that's a really great starting place. But we'll see how they click over the last 2 months.
How difficult is it for you to get a read on what this regular season means from DeMar DeRozan in particular, but also Kyle Lowry, and how it's going to apply to their playoff performance? Because these guys have not been very good playoff performers in the past.
Well, I think the number one thing here is that Kyle Lowry's minutes being down the way they are and, you know, the fact that none of the Raptors starters are having to play in the fourth quarter anymore, that's a wonderful benefit. I think that makes him, you know, a lot fresher going into the playoffs. If he's not battling the kind of injuries that we've seen the last couple of years that have affected him, that's a good starting point. You know, DeRozan, I think stylistically, the changes we've seen in his game, more playmaking, obviously the improvement from three-point range, even improvement at the defensive end of the court, all of that should translate very well because those are the things that became issues for him in the playoffs that hadn't been in the regular season.
Really appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks for having me.
There's Kevin Pelton from ESPN. And that's yet to be determined who the Raptors are going to play in the first round, let alone second and third round if they get there, and how Kyle and DeMar are going to respond to the reduced minutes this year. how the bench mob will factor into playoff success?
Who cares what who you get when you get them for the Raps? Just if you want to make a statement and prove that you are what you think you are, just go out and do it and win. DeMar and Kyle, go play great. Be the best players. Like, don't sit and wait. Oh, we don't want to play them first. Just get it over with.
I'm with you, but I'll take home court.
Well,
every day of the week.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You can get that top spot and avoid Boston or Cleveland until the conference final. You obviously have to make that a priority, and they obviously are going to do that. But I'm with you. At some point, you got to go through one of those two teams. That's who you're meeting. It's not like Washington's going to get to the end, or Miami's going to get to the end, or Detroit or something like that, or Philly. We know it's going to be one of three teams representing the East in the NBA Finals and playing Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors.
And he will get dummied.
By the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yep. Probably.